Hi, and welcome to Mouse Chat for Friday, July 22nd, 2011. I'm Lisa, and joining me today are Chris, Steve, Lauren, and Bob. Welcome.
Hello.
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 On today's show, we're going to be talking Disney Deluxe Villa Resorts. So let's jump into this. So a Disney Deluxe Resort is one of seven locations, if you combine the two Animal Kingdom locations. And they are each at a deluxe resort, but they're a special section of the resort. And these villas offer a studio. They offer a one-bedroom, and some of them offer a two-bedroom and a grand villa as well. And you'll have different amenities in these. The studios are going to have a kitchenette, which is going to consist of a mini fridge, a wet bar, sink area, a microwave, and a coffee maker. But it's essentially too bad. It's essentially a room, a standard room, but it does have that mini area with the microwave and the kitchenette type area. And then your one and two bedrooms and your grand villa are going to be a little bit different. They're going to have a full kitchen, full-size refrigerator. You'll have your microwave oven, a regular oven, a stove, sink, and coffee maker. And those are... Oh, you also have a washer and dryer, which is a fantastic feature of the villas.
On your one bedroom and higher.
One bedroom and higher, not your studios.
And, of course, they all come fully furnished with, you know, dishes, cups, spoons, forks.
Mm-hmm. You
know,
everything that you need.
That stuff.
They think of everything. There's very little that they don't give you. Except sometimes I've found it's all glassware, and that doesn't work very well with our family. So a couple of plastic cups would be nice. I've learned to bring our own.
We almost always bring sippy cups for the little kids.
Mm-hmm.
I think they work. It works out nice for us because you have the full kitchen, so you can eat breakfast there, have a quick snack. You can, if you have leftovers, you can put them in the fridge from dining out, and then it's also nice to not have to pack for the full week and do laundry.
You know, one nice option or one nice benefit of having those kitchens is if you have small children and they're not used to eating out. Or they tend to get a little overstimulated from eating out every night. You know, you have the option of making some, you could make an elaborate meal if you wanted to, but you could just make a simple meal, you know, whatever they're used to at home. So you're kind of continuing their usual routine. They have dinner, they take their bath, and they go to bed. So it's not, if you have a villa, you can kind of have the same routine you have at home. You have that option, which we have found is nice. And I know that I get questions from parents who maybe have children who are on the autism spectrum or maybe have some sensory issues. And I think a villa would work out especially well in those cases because those kids need a routine more than maybe like an average kid.
Mm-hmm. It's nice that the kids can also go to sleep before the parents.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of them offer balconies that are off of the bedroom, like at Animal Kingdom Lodge, villas, sorry. You're going to be able to go out on the balcony, you know, have a glass of wine or a cup of coffee, look at the animals if there are any at that hour, and just enjoy the night. Maybe you're facing some fireworks, but the kids are asleep and you are in your own little room. You can still get out and go on the balcony and do what you need to do without disturbing the kids.
When we get a one bedroom, we actually go ahead and let the kids have the big bedroom. And if you have younger children, you can get those, what are they called? The little bars that you put on the bed.
Bed rails.
Bed rails. Thank you. You can get the bed rails and they're actually
guard rails is what I was thinking.
The bed rails are actually really sturdy. Like my kids couldn't wreck them, which is impressive. And so you can put those on the bed and then they can just have that room and sleep in there. And then you could have the outer, you know, living area and the kitchen and everything to yourself at night. We just slept on the fold out couch, which is totally comfortable.
So, oh, you're so nice.
And, you know, we should probably tell people, too, that, you know, how they get these deluxe villas.
Okay, yeah. Go for it.
Okay, I wasn't...
Put
really
you on volunteering. The spot.
Yeah, okay, well, I mean, these Disney deluxe villas, can't talk all of a sudden, are part of Disney's Vacation Club, which is their timeshare program. However, Disney does hold back a certain number at each resort that you can buy on a cash reservation. So you pay for it just like you would a standard resort room. And your amenities, as far as things like housekeeping, would be exactly the same as in a, you know, a standard, you know, hotel room, like if you were staying at the Contemporary or the Poly or something, you know, you'd get daily housekeeping. Whereas a member staying on points gets housekeeping sporadically. I believe it's every on the fourth day of your visit, and then every day after your seventh day if you're a member staying on points, if I'm not mistaken. So definitely advantages to paying cash and doing it that way.
We've never stayed that long, so we don't know.
Yeah, we've stayed a week, and they basically come the one time during the week.
Yeah, just to refresh everything.
On DVC.
You can actually pay extra if you're on DVC points to get them to come in more than once.
But it's not real cheap.
Yeah, I don't know what it is. It's probably not worth it. I mean, they have all the cleaning supplies in the room, you know, pretty basic stuff. But you can vacuum. You can wash your own sheets. It's probably not worth it. I was going to say that one thing that we encounter is that if you're looking at those cash rooms, the farther out you get them, the better, especially the two bedrooms. They tend to go very, very fast. And what happens is because DVC owners get priority at 11 months and then again at 7 months, you start seeing more availability, you know, of rooms that didn't go to points. They go into the cash inventory after 7 months. And another reason they might go into the cash inventory is if RCI people trade into RCI, which is another system that DVC owners can use. And so then they'll start going into the cash inventory, but it's not that often. And if you want to stay at a place like Bay Lake Towers, you have to get it as far out as possible.
And yeah, definitely some are more limited in their availability. Bay Lake Towers is very popular. I would say Beach Club Villas is also very popular because of Stormalong Bay.
Yeah, those I don't see those popping up. What I see a lot of availability is Animal Kingdom Lodge, Old Key West, and Saratoga Springs.
Mm-hmm.
You can always get Saratoga Springs.
Yeah,
why is that?
Those resorts are much larger.
They're huge.
They're
yeah.
big. Yeah,
yeah.
They're very, big, very big, and they. And Saratoga Springs especially doesn't have the same kind of theming that really appeals to people. Mm-hmm. I mean, frankly, the best theming on site is the Animal Kingdom Lodge, but that's such a big resort. There's still room. But yeah, a lot of people don't like Old Key West because it's older, even though all the rooms have been redone. And
yeah, it doesn't matter. It's a great place.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, and the refurbishment is really nice. They did a great job with the refurbishment there.
Yeah, they're like the redheaded stepchild of the Disney resorts.
So it basically works that several DVC resorts have, or several deluxe resorts have DVC, but then some DVC resorts are standalone. So Animal Kingdom Lodge, Bay Lake Tower, help me out here. Boardwalk and Beach Club, they all are with a deluxe resort, right?
Yeah, and yes. Wilderness Lodge.
Wilderness
Lodge. Forgot about that one. But then,
and soon to be Grand Floridian.
Yes, but then Old Key West and Saratoga Springs are standalone. They're not with a deluxe resort.
Right.
Correct.
You're going to only have your studios, your one and your two, and your Grand Villa.
Do you think that makes it a different experience?
I think it makes them less popular. People don't stay there on a cash basis, you know, just for their vacation like they would at the Animal Kingdom Lodge. And so they're not thinking, oh, I want to buy into this or I want to trade into this.
Old Key West and Saratoga Springs also aren't in ideal locations.
Yeah, they're off the beaten path.
Like Saratoga Springs is over by Downtown Disney, and then Old Key West is kind of close to Port Orleans. I mean, we like Old Key West because it's the first DVC resort they built, so it's got the biggest rooms. So the rooms are, you know, like a studio or a one-bedroom are huge. And then they stopped doing that, you know, years ago. So you get a lot more room for your money. And it's a quiet getaway-type vacation.
Which is nice, definitely.
It doesn't have as much of a Disney feel.
Mm-hmm.
Because you are in it, you know... It's not resorty.
I remember, you know, when I stayed at Saratoga Springs, pulling up and thinking, this looks like a condo complex.
It does.
Yeah. That's exactly,
you know, with
it.
The exterior hallways and things. I mean, now it was weird because you would, you know, step out onto the balcony and, you know, there's downtown Disney right across the way and you can see, you know, the boats and there's World of Disney and, you know, sometimes you could hear like music playing and stuff. So, yeah, I mean, you could look out one way and not even realize you were in Disney and then, you know, look out the other and you know, still see that. But, yeah, it's not the same as like, you know, being at like Beach Club Villas and being right there, you know, you don't really feel like you're part of the resort, I suppose.
Yeah, because you've got the resort there. I don't know. It's different. You've got the parks there. It seems like there's just more going on at like Beach Club or one of the other ones is tied.
Right. You just feel like you're in a fancier room at one of the regular resorts.
Well, and the other thing, too, is the food is different. I mean, I can't name a restaurant at Saratoga Springs or at Old Key West that would make me want to drive over there.
Yeah, that's true, too. Now, Saratoga Springs just opened their new pool. I was reading about that today. So that is open over there, which is a zero entry-level pool, and it's got a new slide and a hot tub and a outside restaurant. And but I think it was needed because the resort is so big, and then they also did the treehouse villas.
Mm-hmm.
So when people come over from the treehouse villas, it's a pool that they can enjoy as well.
So if you're staying at one of these deluxe villas, what are you going to find? I mean, we talked about the room itself, but, you know, is there anything special you could do at the resort?
Well, you have access to all the amenities that the regular resort guests have, right? You can use the pools. You can, you know, enjoy the resort just like they would.
Mm-hmm. Most of them have fitness centers.
Right.
Room service, fitness centers. Some have the childcare facilities where you can leave your kids.
Laundry services. I mean, if you're in, let's say, a studio, you know, you get, you know, resort transportation to all the theme parks. You get your Key to the World card. You can still have your packages delivered to your resort. You know, you still have, you know, extended theme park hours, so, you know, you don't lose that. So, and then whatever, like you were saying, Lisa, whatever resort amenities, you know, that each individual resort has, like, you know, Animal Kingdom has, of course, their own private safari. You can go out there and take a look at the animals, you know, throughout your stay. Of course, Bay Lake Tower is, you know, you can, you know, walk over there and,
Bay Lake Tower is amazing.
Yeah, I would love to buy into that in a heartbeat. I would buy into there.
Lisa, if you could stay at any one of them, which one would you stay at?
If I could stay at any...
At one of the villas. At like a two-bedroom.
A two-bedroom. It's going to be Bay Lake Tower.
Hmm.
Well, I mean, we've done Beach Club.
Now, you saw the two bedrooms, right, at Bay Lake Tower?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What are they like?
They're incredible. Just the whole feeling of the building, you know, with the curved hallways. And we actually went into a theme park view and seeing, I mean, it's like you could almost throw a rock and hit Space Mountain. It was right there.
And being in a theme park view, if you do that view and being able to turn your TV to the music for Wishes and just stay out on your balcony and watch.
Yeah. But I think the rooms themselves over at Bay Lake Tower, they have such an ultra modern feel. You feel like you're in some sort of model home. And it's cool. It is just, I feel fancy. Not fancy Grand Floridian fancy, but hoity-toity fancy because everything is so contemporary, so new. I don't know. It just makes me feel a little out of place. But
no, I mean, that's, you know, I love that style of design. And, I mean, I kind of joked when I did the DVC tour, I'm like, you know, why does it look like the Watergate on the outside? Because it kind of does look like the Watergate Hotel. But inside is really stunning.
Yeah.
I guess I feel like I'm in some downtown New York apartment, and it's just very city-like. I don't know. It's hard to explain.
No, that's.
Yeah, I mean, it's so removed from my normal surroundings. It's a true getaway.
Well, I also truly liked, probably not as much as Bay Lake Tower, but it was close, Animal Kingdom, Kidani.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like Animal Kidani
Kingdom. Really, really nice. I mean, I liked the furniture, the dark colors, the...
Such a homey feeling, cozy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
and the bathroom.
The bathroom is huge.
The bathrooms are massive.
Oh, gosh.
I love the tile with the Lion King.
You know,
Oh, yeah.
With the sunrise.
Yeah, that was cool. So yeah, it was just, you know, that was nice too. So,
and if you bring your own car at Animal Kingdom, you get to park right underneath your room, which
that's
is nice. Which is nice if you're raining. If you're at Kidani Village.
Okay.
Yeah, I can never decide if I like Kidani or Jumbo House better because they have such nice. They have huge advantages. The parking thing at Kidani, I love, but at Jumbo House, you're near that. You're near the food, you know, which is so nice. And also, it's hard to beat walking out through that lobby every morning on the way to the bus.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that is nice. But then, of course, Bay Lake Tower, if you stay there, you've got an 8-minute walk and you're at the Magic Kingdom.
Which is so nice.
Which is incredibly nice. It's nice at the end of the day, too, if you don't want to deal with waiting on a boat or
bus or your own car.
Yeah, you can just take a walk. That's great. And then, you know, some of these other ones, I mean, you know, stay at the Boardwalk Villas. The Boardwalk is right there. So all of the entertainment, the shopping, the dining, and you can walk over to Beach Club and experience, you know, Beaches and Cream over there and the Yachtsman Steakhouse.
It's funny that, you know, you're excited about the Boardwalk Villas. They don't do anything for me.
Me neither.
There's like no theming over there. I understand the boardwalk and you have this nighttime entertainment, but it doesn't do anything for me.
Well,
love jelly rolls and the funnel cakes, but
I think the location. I'm saying location.
Yeah, but the room itself, it has.
I would rather try to stay at.
But you would rather stay at the Beach Club or Yacht Club, right? Or for villas, you would rather stay at the.
I would prefer Beach Club Villas. Yeah, I mean, just because I'm a huge fan of the Yacht Club and Beach Club.
Yeah.
And
I just
a huge fan of Storm Along Bay. But don't ruin it for me because I'm staying at Boardwalk Villas next month. So,
I'm just going to say I put Boardwalk Villas at the bottom of my list because I think the other resorts have a lot more to offer. Animal Kingdoms, they both have, I mean, obvious theming. And I think the villas at Wilderness Lodge have similar theming. And a similar feel. I love just being immersed in that. And I love the size over at Saratoga and Old Key West. And you got to love Beach Club, like you said, it's Storm Long Bay.
You know what, though? I don't notice, like, if I had to put the lobbies together, like, which lobby is nicer, Boardwalk or Beach Club, I'd say Boardwalk any day. I think it's nicer.
Really?
Really?
Oh,
yes. Yeah. Uh-uh. No, I completely disagree.
Beach Club lobby, it just doesn't do anything for me.
It's homey to me.
The Boardwalk lobby is very small, it seems.
It just feels
small when you walk in. I don't know. Just, you know, and the color scheme is, I don't know, not right. I don't think it's almost a little too dark for the lobby. Whereas, you know, Beach Club is bright and airy, and especially since they removed a bunch of those, well, they removed that giant table that was there with the flowers, so it's much more open.
It's about time.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm not, you know, I think I'm going to go purposefully just look next time and try to compare, but I kind of like Boardwalk better, and I really love the building itself. I love, like, walking down to the Boardwalk and... You know, it's just pretty over there. It's really cute at night.
I mean, the only thing that would be nice that I haven't done at the Boardwalk is getting a Boardwalk view room and just sitting out and kind of people watching
watching
the boats.
Yeah, that would be kind of nice. Can you even get a villa with a Boardwalk view?
You can.
Oh, nice. Okay. Maybe I'll luck out.
But normally we do beach club because you can do everything at the boardwalk, on the boardwalk, and stay at the beach club.
Well, for location, again, I mean, you know, Bay Lake Tower has the location of the Magic Kingdom. You know, boardwalk beach club villas have the location of, you know, Epcot within walking distance. Hollywood Studios is just a boat ride.
And you can walk it. We've walked that so many times.
Yeah, you can. You can absolutely.
I made my son run it. He's only 8 years old.
So yeah, I mean, I think it has a lot to offer there. I think, too, where you decide to stay can depend in part on, you know, maybe where you grew up or your life experiences. Like for me, you know, I grew up in New Jersey, so, you know, the Jersey Shore. So, like, people ooh and ah over, you know, like, ooh, it's a boardwalk. And I'm like, yeah, I've seen a boardwalk. You know, I've actually been on the boardwalk, you know, so at Atlantic City or Wildwood or Point Pleasant or wherever else in New Jersey.
Yeah, but now you have Jersey Shore.
Ugh. Please just, you're both going to totally ruin it for me because I'm going to be there for 9 days in December.
Hey, I'm going to be there for a week and I'm looking forward to it.
Chris, you can come visit me at the Contemporary.
I think I'm going to stay there my last night.
Well, Lauren, you stayed in just a regular room, right?
Yeah, I've stayed in the boardwalk a couple times. I'm still not. It's a nice resort, don't get me wrong. It's just not my first choice. It would never be my first choice.
And then, well, okay, I mean, so we've talked about a bunch of these. What about, we haven't really talked too much about Villas Wilderness Lodge.
Yeah.
Very
That's
nice.
A beautiful resort.
I think, you know, when I would like to stay at the villas there would be Christmas time.
Oh, yeah, that'd be perfect.
Seems, you know, with because it gets cold in December most years. Some years it's 80 degrees.
One time I went there, I wasn't staying there, but I actually had dinner there one night at Christmas time. And we went and sat by the fireplace. It was really nice. Unfortunately, everyone else had the same idea. But it was still nice. And there's actually another fireplace farther along in that building that's a little more private.
Yeah.
I think for Christmas, that's probably your best bet. It's just ready for those type of decorations, and it's got that homey feel, and it's and it's very popular for Christmas time.
And location is again, you know.
Yeah, the location's good.
I'm not crazy about the rooms. I don't like the rooms in Wilderness Lodge in general. I think they're too dark, and I don't really care for the, the bedspreads.
Yeah, we stayed in a studio, so we haven't been in a one bedroom, and it was nice. And it has kind of that log cabin type feel to it.
Well, I mean, so you talked about, you know, tough to get, I guess, and we kind of talked about it in the beginning, so, but we should probably let listeners know, Bay Lake Tower, if you're looking for it, especially if you're looking for two bedrooms, book as soon as possible, because it's tough to get any time. I think beach club villas are hard to get in the summer, and especially tough to get during the Food and Wine Festival. And boardwalk to a lesser degree. I think people, you know, can't get into beach club villas and then they try boardwalk just because they want the proximity to Epcot.
It's a great location.
You know,
people rave about being close to the Magic Kingdom and on the monorail, but honestly, beach club and boardwalk, those are great locations. Yeah. You're close to two parks.
Yeah, exactly. Villas Wilderness Lodge, tough to book for Christmas. I think that's probably going to be your most popular time.
Mm-hmm.
And then Animal Kingdom, what do you think?
Well, Animal Kingdom's bigger, so you can. It's a little easier to get a room.
I think it is easier to get rooms.
Easier probably to get a room at Kidani than I think Jumbo.
It seems like that. Yeah, it's always popping up.
Yeah. And then easy to get most of the time would be Old Key West and Saratoga Springs.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we kind of touched on some of the differences between Jumbo House and Kidani Village. Let's go back and kind of state the differences that we've got between those two and, you know, how one would decide between which place to stay in.
The biggest difference to me is food. And I didn't think it was a big deal because we had stayed in Kadani twice. And then on the last trip, we stayed in Jumbo House. And I'm like, this is totally convenient because I can, when I'm in Jumbo House, I can go down the elevator, walk to Mara, walk to one of the restaurants there. So it's a, it's, it makes a big difference. Whereas Kadani, all you have is Sanaa. That's it. So if you want something really quick, even if you want a drink, you know, if you have a refillable mug and you just want a Coke or something, you have to go down to Jumbo House for it.
And Jumbo House, why it's so tough to get rooms there, or tougher, is because it's only available on the fifth and sixth floor of Animal Kingdom Lodge. So those two floors is Jumbo House. It's almost like an afterthought. In fact, I think they took those resort hotel rooms and they converted them.
Yeah. Well, another issue is the pool. You have this, the pool at Kadani is this beautifully, it's got like a little water park play area, and it's a gorgeous pool. And if you never saw the pool at Jumbo House, you would think the pool at Kadani is amazing, and it is. But the pool at Jumbo House has incredible landscaping. So you've got a lot of shaded areas. You've got a lot of little quiet areas where you could sit and just relax and read a book. You don't really have that at Kadani. However, you do have the big parking issue, which Steve mentioned, at Kadani, which is so nice because you're parking in an underground, or sort of basically the first floor is a garage. So that's super convenient. And they give you a parking spot based on where you're staying. So like, you know, you would be like, you know, Pumbaa 47, you know, so you've got to stay, you know, in the Pumbaa area, and there's an elevator right there, and you just go right up to your room, whether you're on the third floor or the fifth floor.
Nice. Yeah, that is convenient. But yeah, I could see how it would be inconvenient.
Getting from one building to the other is not real convenient.
Well, so I imagine that's the same issue with Bay Lake Tower, then, that you have to take the bridge over to...
You do.
To the, you know, the main Contemporary Tower for...
But that's not a big deal.
It's not that far, though, compared to Kadani and Jumbo House.
Kadani to Jumbo House is a 15-minute brisk walk, whereas it's 5 minutes to get out of your room to run on over to the fourth floor at the Contemporary. I don't think that's a really huge burden.
Right.
The one thing I would say that... if we're off of Animal Kingdom Lodge, the one thing I would say, if you're looking for a real escape, you're not going to find it. Like, to me, that's the selling point for Animal Kingdom Lodge in general, is it does feel like an escape. It feels like a real resort. Whereas someplace like Bay Lake Tower, that pool looks like it could be at the Holiday Inn.
I agree.
Yeah,
that pool there doesn't look
lacking.
Very entertaining.
And it's not that well landscaped either.
I think the lobby going into Bay Lake Tower leaves a little to be desired, too.
Oh, I thought that was nice. I kind of liked it.
No, I thought it was kind of bland.
I mean, it's compared to the regular lobby in the Contemporary, which, as Steve said, I believe, when I was putting my pictures on Facebook, he said it looked like a bowling alley.
That wasn't a bowling alley?
No.
So what about the new rumored Grand Floridian, if that comes up and has villas?
That's totally going in. You know, there's a fence around that area now.
That's what
they put a big fence up.
Maybe to keep people out that are speculating.
Yes.
To keep
people
Chris
who are protesting.
Out.
Yeah. Oh, man. I mean, if I had the money, I would buy in there in a second.
Well, I think, you know, I think they won't have any trouble selling it.
Mm-mm.
No.
You know, for sure. And I can
just
imagine
the name.
The villas at the Grand Floridian.
Oh.
I can't even talk tonight.
That sounds really great. You sold it. You sold it, Bob.
Yeah, it's totally. Yeah.
I know
Disney's
going to
hire
BBC.
Me for their
He can work at the new kiosk in Fantasyland.
Bob would be hilarious in that job.
What, like in a good way or a bad way?
I'm not saying.
Yeah, that's for you to decide.
Yeah. Oh man, yeah, that would be amazing. Oh gosh, don't get me started. Because to me, the one thing the Grand Floridian lacks is a kitchen. in your room, because I like having a kitchen. That's like the huge benefit of having DVC. And personally, I don't want to see my children all night long. I need them to sleep in another room, which is why I am such a huge fan of those villas anyway. So, and I love
my combination of your two favorite things.
I know. Well, I mean, honestly, I love my kids and everything, but who wants to spend the night in a room with all their children? You know, I need to read or do something before I go to bed. Did I just sound like a bad mother?
Horrible.
Okay. I need my space.
I was going to make a snarky comment, but
there's three of them.
The moment has passed.
Oh, you know, I love them. It's just, you know,
you're outnumbered.
You are.
I'm totally outnumbered. Never mind.
All right.
I think that'll sell well. I mean, Bay Lake Tower is almost sold out, supposedly. So.
They're saying by the end of summer. I don't believe it.
I think Disney's always does that to fuel.
Yeah. They just want to get you hurried up and get you over there to sign up.
They you know, want to give me a few thousand dollars, I would be more than happy to sign on the dotted line.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's very easy to buy DVC because there's no loss for Disney, you know. So
right, they'll basically give the loan to anybody because they can always just take it back. You know. So I don't know. I mean, I know we're going to do a DVC show, and this will come up, but I think it can be a good value for the right people. But I guess we'll save that for, you know.
Yeah, in a couple of weeks, we've got a DVC show scheduled with some DVC experts as well.
Are we going to talk about points rentals then, or do we want to talk? Okay.
Yeah, we talk about points and banking and who DVC is good for and
renting points, my favorite
right
thing.
Right of first refusal and all that kind of fun stuff.
Right of first refusal? People are going to be so excited to hear about that.
I know. That's going to be.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, we'll put that at the end.
All right, so that's a pretty good summation of each of the villas that Disney's offering. We've kind of gone over some favorites and decor and different aspects. What about kids? Where do you go if you've got, you know, young kids, say, you know, 6, 8 years old, 10?
I would say Animal Kingdom Lodge because of the theming, except for the buses. I find the buses are a little troublesome there.
I guess where would you not go with kids?
Boardwalk Inn.
Boardwalk Inn.
I don't think you're going to go with the Boardwalk Inn with anybody.
Thank you.
I think you're really helping me out, Lisa. I'm really looking forward.
No, it's just boring. It doesn't ooze Disney, and I want my place
not,
to ooze.
Not helping.
Well, you can get your Disney fix after you leave your room and your resort.
I'm there all the time.
You know what? I don't really, when I go into the room in Animal Kingdom Lodge, I didn't notice that much Disney there.
Well, but it had theming.
It's subtle, yeah.
I liked the theming, and I felt warm and cozy.
For kids, I mean, yeah, the animals are entertaining. I think if staying at Kidani, the pool area is great. You know,
the pool area for Jumbo is great too, though. Seriously,
although I find their pool to be kind of flat and
really,
yeah, but it is very well landscaped and stuff. I give it that. Good restaurants on site there. You know, you've got Boma, Jiko, Sana, Mara for counter service, quick service. You know, great overall appeal. I think too, if you're going to be spending a lot of time in the Magic Kingdom, if you can snag, you know, Bay Lake Tower, awesome. You know, or even Villas Wilderness Lodge, you know, because that's just a short boat ride.
That's a nice one if you have little kids and you're going to be spending a lot of time in the Magic Kingdom, unless you're going to have those kids in a stroller a lot, because then that boat doesn't do you any good.
You know, the nice part of Bay Lake Towers with young kids is if you get a Magic Kingdom view, you know, you don't have to stay in the park for wishes.
Right.
You know, if they're younger, you know, you put them in their pajamas and you go out onto your balcony and you watch from there. So that's great. For if you've got like, you know, preteens, or you know, young teens, maybe. I think, you know, more they might be more into like Hollywood Studios and they're into swimming and stuff. I think Beach Club Villas is really good for that.
Guess it's the best place in the whole world.
It's well, it is the best pool on property. I'm sorry.
Have you stayed there, Chris?
No.
Oh, so you can't badmouth it yet.
True.
It's awesome.
And that's good for little kids. We took Brooke there, and we play in the little sand area, and they have little buckets, and you make little sand castles, and it's like a, you know, where it's only a foot or so deep.
And it's, you know, and again, great location to two parks.
Yeah.
So you got that. What about adults?
Romantic. Like, romantic, okay. We're not talking retired. We're talking romantic.
Yeah. Hey, retired people can be romantic.
I'm not saying they can't. I'm just, you know, trying to get my age range figured out.
Yeah.
Yes, I think some retired people can be more romantic than some younger people. So, Old Key West or Wilderness Lodge?
Wilderness Lodge.
Wilderness Lodge is really nice.
I like it there.
I think Animal Kingdom could work too.
Yeah, Animal Kingdom's it's got that nice feel at night.
You know, and it's quiet.
And depending on the couple, you know, Bay Lake Tower. I mean, any of these is going to be good.
I mean, I don't really think Bay Lake Tower has a very romantic
thing. It's not romantic, but
wish, you know, watching wishes from your
room. That's what I was thinking.
Grill. You know, things like that. I mean, going down to the beach, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to have to excuse me, but I generally don't think Disney World is very romantic anyway. So
it can be. All right, there's another show.
Yeah.
Finding the romance at Disney.
Lame.
Finding the romance at Disney for Chris.
Yes.
Okay, so how about retired folk?
Old Key West.
Why? Because it has the word old in it?
So lame.
I think it depends. Well, you know, I find that older people have like a favorite park that they're going to visit a lot. You know, much like, you know, parents with toddlers will visit the Magic Kingdom a lot, you know. So I think it depends. You know, if they're big Epcot fans because they love World Showcase and, you know, love, you know, seeing, you know, O Canada over and over again, then then Boardwalk Villas or Beach
this?
Club Villas, you know, would be an appeal. If they're huge fans of wildlife and animals and things like that, then I think, you know, Animal Kingdom has an appeal. And, you know, maybe they're huge fans of, I don't know, Downtown Disney.
Yeah.
In which case, Saratoga Springs.
I mean, I think all of them work generally from almost everybody. The only two are Saratoga Springs and Old Key West that sometimes don't fit with certain people. Lisa, what do you got? Are we wrapping?
I'm up for wrapping.
Wrapping up.
My name is Lisa, so here we go. It's time to wrap up the show. Let's go.
Okay. Oh, boy.
Oh, God.
Really bad.
I know.
Yeah. You know that's going to be on YouTube later, right?
Yeah, I'm sure.
You know what? It's okay.
We all have our moments. Okay, so that gives us a good idea on the deluxe resort. Deluxe villa resorts. Lots to choose from. Great options for people with larger families or... even multi-generational, this is good. So that'll wrap it up for this week's show. Thank you to pixievacations.com for sponsoring the podcast. You can download our shows at mousechat.net and also from iTunes. Please send us your comments and questions to comments@mousechat.net. Join us again here next week on Mouse Chat.